Hello and welcome to A Link to the Past Randomizer podcast named Go Mode Podcast. And this is Dante. This is also not the spoiler log. This is the main series. Say hi, boys.
Hi, boys. Hey,
my name's Tim.
Hey, I'm Murphy Durfee, as if you didn't know already, but, you know, want to keep the order of things.
I butchered the name. Tim's going to fire me. But this is Go Mode, A Link to the Past Randomizer podcast. Not a podcast, A Link to the Past Randomizer Mode Go, as I tried to basically say on accident, I think.
It's good. We both messed it up.
Yeah, I scarred Herf right before we started. We were like, all right, how are we going to do the intro this time? As we always do, we just have a quick convo about it. And Herf was like, we were trying to figure out whose turn it is. Herf was like, well, I know I went last time because I remembered that I got the name of the podcast wrong. And I feel guilty that that was the takeaway. Like, that's not my intention.
No, it's all good.
I'm just saying things. Like, none of it means anything.
You know? I know. That's really just, what's happening here. I don't know. I'm still not used to us taking turns, I think, is the problem. So it almost kind of felt like you sprang it on me last time, so I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I can do the intro, I guess. We're a podcast about a game that might be Zelda or something. Hello. That's why that happened.
I don't really remember it super well, but my memory is that you kind of like volunteered. You were like, yeah, I got this. Like, I kind of thought you had an idea in mind almost.
No, not really.
Well, he volunteered, I think, reluctantly. He was doing his part, and then he was just like,
"This is a podcast."
And then here we are. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, I think we were recording at that point. So Tuesday Temp, let's roll it back. That sounds good to me. Who's starting it? I feel like I did it last time, right?
You did.
Who's up?
And I use the voice shenanigans for Herfy. Let's let Herf bring us in.
Herf's
got
it.
You know, now Herf's that I'm back from the most powerful PC the world has ever seen.
Okay, let's do it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna go through all that effort. I could, but I won't, because who cares, honestly? We're just talking. We're just saying things, you know? None of it means anything. And,
it's just words.
And you've chosen to listen.
Which good episode, is, boys. Yeah, I'll see you guys
questionable.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep.
That was it for today.
We've summed it up. None of it means anything. And with that, we can save ourselves about 55 minutes now. Of course, that is not true. We have important things to say about A Link to the Past Randomizer and its community. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and start doing that. So we have the main tournament qualifiers, which we are in the middle of right now. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, you have like 3 or 4 more days to get them wrapped up. I think 3 more live races happening this coming weekend. Wanted to say I have done one of these async qualifiers, so I'm excited to get into that experience. I missed the live qualifier that was last Sunday by like 20 minutes. I was out with family and I was like, kind of, you know, trying not to be rude, but like glancing down at my watch being like, are we going to get out of here in time for me to do that? And we unfortunately did not. So, I won't be able to do any of the live ones, which is unfortunate because I was planning on doing that one, but, the async, I think it works fine. I can do 3 more asyncs. I'm basically just trying to get to 4 so I can qualify for the Challenge Cup, which we will also talk about here in a little bit. But yeah, that's been my experience so far. And because of the nature of the async, I haven't really had a chance to talk much with anyone about them. Cause it's like, you just do them, you upload them, you get on your way. But Dante, what has been your experience so far? Cause you kind of teased before we started recording that you had some thoughts.
Yeah. I think the process is really good. I know I like when Herf wasn't here, you and I talked at length about the what ifs, and that was without me clicking the button. And like actually doing things. And I kind of retrofitted some of that back and called some of that back. I would say that, like, you know, me clicking the button, seeing the process, I'm okay with it, with how it works. I'll be interested to see the scoring sheet, like after everything's released, just to see how things shake up with potential smaller pools and all. That's kind of the only outlier I have right now, as far as like the what ifs. I think most of the concerns that I had were negated, just because most of the time, I think if anybody was going to do anything fishy with these The ways you would go about it would probably be the ways you would try to go about doing the same thing in like a live qualifier. So, you know, kudos, again, massive kudos for them to trying something different. I think this fits a lot of people's schedules. I won't say who, but someone just told me like it was so nice to just play my five qualifiers at my own leisure, my own schedule, no pressure really. And then now I just wait. I've got nothing to do. I don't have to specifically get my job lined around this qualifier or my sleep schedule around this qualifier. I just did what I needed to do. And, you know, now we wait and see.
Yeah. How many have you done so far?
I've done every one that I'm going to do.
Okay. And I guess that's cryptic on purpose.
Sure.
Because I don't understand what that means, honestly.
It means I've done the maximum amount that I personally need to do.
Which is five, right? I mean,
five or zero, either one. I'm not sure which yet. But
okay. All right. So yes, you've answered my question. Cryptic on purpose. Okay. Very good. So I did one and my experience was good. I had a similar kind of feeling of like, yeah, it was good to just like sit down on my own time, get it done, not have to worry about it after that. Things that I did not anticipate. So one was the fact that, yes, I did record it locally, but then the uploading of the video afterwards, I didn't think about the fact that I was going to have to do that. So finished playing. Not going to talk any about the seed, of course, because I want to keep that secret because that's kind of what the whole system is built on. But I finished it up and I realized I had to upload it to either Twitch or YouTube. So I do a YouTube upload and I'm, you know, titling the video. I'm putting the hash. I'm encoding it. That takes like 20 minutes. Now it's doing a copyright check and whoops, I was listening to Spotify the whole time. So it's, I guess, going through and checking every single song that came on.
Yeah.
I did get a copyright hit or whatever. So I assume it's probably muted if anyone cared to actually, you know, go watch this on the admin side of the main tournament thing. But yeah, it was like, so with the audio and with the encoding of the video, those were two things that I did not anticipate can easily fix for the next, you know, few that I do. You just, you know, don't include the Spotify audio in the video. That's easy, you know, but just, I wish I would have thought about that a little harder before my first async.
Yeah, you could remove that. The other option would be like, you know, not that you want to leave it in, but check there's a way to check on YouTube to see if it's blocked in any countries. That would be the only thing you need to be worried about. A lot of times YouTube is pretty lenient about just uploading stuff. And what'll happen is it'll say, hey, we've identified this content and it's going to run ads on your video now, but not none of the monetization is for you. It's going to go to the copyright holder. So like I get that I've gotten that several times with Stepmaniac's videos just because like new songs that get into the game that may be more popular, they haven't like worked out the licensing deals with like YouTube and Twitch where they're not going to get muted or something, or like with YouTube, the copyright or the ads go to somebody else. So I would say just check that. It should be in your YouTube studio. And if that's happened to anybody else, you know, check in your YouTube studio. That's a way to check that. Make sure, you know, obviously I'm assuming you uploaded it unlisted and not private, correct?
Yes. Okay. Of course. Yep.
I have a possibly stupid question, but can you talk about which mode you played, or is it also a secret?
I think you're going to get you can choose any one of five modes. This was my first async, so all five were on the table.
Oh, okay.
And I chose Open Hard and played that. And my plan was to, like I said, join the live casual boots on Sunday. Now I think I'm going to have to make that one up.
Not casual.
Oh, standard boots. Right. Not casual. Sorry. I'm so used to saying casual boots because it always happens. But yeah, the standard boots. So I guess I'm going to make that one up async, you know, tonight or tomorrow or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But basically I need to do three more before Saturday, because Saturday I'm going on a trip out of town and won't be able to play anymore. So I basically got to do three this week, but couldn't be easier with the async, you know? So I really like that. And like I said, I don't have designs to qualify for main tournament. Of course, don't worry, Dante, I'm going to race my hardest, but I don't have any illusions that I'm going to hit that top 128. Like I said, the main reason that I'm doing this is I want to qualify for Challenge Cup. And we don't have much to say other than that it has been announced. April 24th, I believe, is when that's going to start, which is basically after qualifiers end, plus like a week or something like that.
Right.
All the modes are going to be the same. And yeah, you just have to, you must have participated in 4 out of 5 qualifiers of the main tournament and not made brackets. And as long as you hit that requirement, then you can join. And I want to do that. So
I've heard, and I'm not in the Discord, but I heard that finally the Challenge Cup is going to do the good thing that I've wanted, which is they are going to seed their participants based off of the placement you get in the qualifiers after 128. So therefore, Temp, I say this to you and I say this to everybody else, it is not super imperative that you make a certain level in, you know, because I think they're taking everybody, but it is imperative that you do your best. If you want to see a potential group stage that is balanced, or you don't feel like maybe you're getting shafted, I think it is important to make sure you do your best and not just, all right, well, I'm going to play these and just go to all my green squares, you know, for the qualifiers, unless you just really want to play safe. That could be your prerogative too. So, you know.
Yeah. So the Challenge Cup will start on April 23rd. I can't remember if I said that, but I just wanted to take that so I can edit it back in where we said it before. and if I did, great. If not, then there it is.
I think you said 24th before, but close enough.
If I said 24th, I'm probably just going to leave all this in.
Yeah.
And we'll just, so yeah, 23rd, not 24th.
We get to hear all these stupid shenanigans. I was worried I said like 27th
or something. Yeah. A little peek behind the curtain for you. Fascinating. I know. Cool. So that was, we talked a little bit about main tournament qualifiers. We've already talked about Challenge Cup, which didn't even make it onto our outline, but I remembered that that was announced and definitely deserves to be discussed here. Was there anything else with the main tournament that we wanted to touch on? It's weird because of these asyncs, I feel like I need to be really secretive. I don't want to accidentally say something I shouldn't, you know, until it's completely done.
Is one of the good ones where he doesn't want to joke about the potential of cheating. He just wants to make sure he is on the up and up, and I respect him.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, what can I say? I'm a straight and narrow kind of guy. All right. Well, good. Let's go ahead and move on then. So we also had, not long after our last episode posted, there was an announcement of a festive randomizer. We always love these. And if you were looking at the date, you could probably guess this one was one of those wacky April Fool's festives. So I unfortunately did not have a chance to play this. We do have some of the features listed here that maybe we can read over. Dante, I understand you had kind of picked up through osmosis some of the things happening in this particular mode. So I wanted to hand it over to you to share your impressions after reading that.
You want me to read it? All right, we'll read it. So
You can. No, I was after I was referring to the impressions that you read of people that had played it and shared their thoughts.
So
So up to you if you want to summarize or read what's here. But either way, we'll have a link to this. So
so basically, like what I saw, I have not played one. I need to generate one to play before it goes away, because it's still on the website as of today, which is like Monday the 10th. So I need to generate one to play. I've been pretty busy the last 2 weeks. I'll get into more of that later. But the festive, I did get to watch one of these, or the majority of one of these, and it was kind of a doozy of a seed item placement wise, but also all of the chaos of festive. So what I gathered was, like, I'm assuming this is part of the boots options, but what was turned on for this daily I watched, when you dash backwards. So you have to like dash turn Link the opposite way you want him to go. The other thing that I saw that happened was, when you hit a doorway, you stop. So like you have to go through the door manually. You can't dash through the door. The underworld was basically entirely mirrored with what they had turned on. So Blind's Hut is
that the bizarro mode? Yeah.
And Blind's Hut is literally impossible to do on the first try. If you are so muscle memory, like most people, it's like, oh, dude, nope, that's wrong. I'm sure some people got it right on the first try. And if you did, you should brag about that in the podcast channel on the Discord. Because everybody I've watched or talked to said I totally messed that up the first try. So
I bet. I can imagine.
The bombs would kind of, I think, would go off like in random fuse times too. So that was a little awkward. There were some other interesting features, just the dungeons being completely different in some way, shape, or form. I think it was really cool how they made some of the dungeons now, but they're very confusing. It feels kind of, how do I put this? The way I've described Dory Rando in the past, where it felt like a little bit of a ROM hack, and I know Rando is a ROM hack in general, but like,
yeah.
It felt more of like a genuine ROM hack experience. Oh, and we've tagged randomizer on top of this. So, yeah. But yeah, I think overall, you know, for an April Fool's, you know, it's not meant to be, I'm going to be good at this. It's meant to just, I mean, for lack of better phrasing, it's meant to piss you off. So, I think they did a very good job of doing that. It's always, it always feels like the happiest middle finger to the community when these April Fool's festives come out. It's like they're smiling the whole time while giving it to you. And then, you know, after the dust settles, everyone's like, you know, that was kind of fun. So, from what I've heard, it's been huge. I've heard there's been like, you know, some people didn't like it so much, but most people I talked to, they said it was good. So I'm looking forward to generating one and playing it. I just got to figure out which settings I'm going to turn on.
So the aggravation was not locked strictly to playing a seed of this festive randomizer. One of the things I wanted to do, kind of like Dante was able to do, you know, reading other people's impressions in Discord when they played, I wanted to do that as well. So I went to the festive channel of the main Discord for ALTTP randomizer, and it seems as if a ChatGPT bot has been installed into this channel called Sahasra Droid, and everything that everyone is posting, it's responding to it as if it were a prompt for ChatGPT, but it's also extremely sarcastic.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So it starts out by being like, oh, wow, another human asking about, and then whatever the topic is. And then it spits out like a paragraph or two of an answer to every question. So I just wanted to say this is another example, I think, of like, this is a good troll. And it is kind of too funny of an idea to pass up, but the way it manifested was me wanting to read about this and then scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through all of these automated messages from this uncaring, unfeeling machine to try to get the human impressions. And I didn't like that. I guess just to cap off that thought, I didn't like it.
I think that's fair.
I got sufficiently trolled. Yeah.
That's what it is. A very snarky bot.
Yeah. I don't like my bots, you know, giving me sass. They need another place.
It was just a preview for when the robot overlords finally take over.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
When the singularity finally happens.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like Dante, I would love to try to play this, but being realistic, I know I have 3 async qualifiers to do this week. Probably unfortunately not going to get to it. I did appreciate that this was an April Fool's festive that they released on March 31st. Uh-huh. I know it's not a huge change, mm-hmm. but like, you know, in the past they'll like release a Halloween festive on October 31st. And you're like, this is really cool for today. And now, 1 day later, it feels like it's out of season, you know? Uh-huh. So I can appreciate the early release of these things, even if it's just by 1 day, to help it feel more kind of in the, you know, feel like you're in season for it. So I did appreciate that. Yeah. I like it as like a playground, you know, for the developers to just like try weird stuff. And you know, April Fool's is a perfect guise for that sort of thing. Cause then if it's bad or annoying, you can be like, yes, exactly as planned, you mm-hmm. know? And if it's good, you can be like, yeah, of course it's good. I make good stuff. So, but yeah, that is the Festive Randomizer. We'll put a link to that in the description of the episode. And if you have played it, like I said, I'd like to read people's impressions and things that they thought were interesting that they came across. So feel free to share your experiences in the podcast channel of our Discord. And we won't have any snarky bots replying to your messages. So don't worry
about that. Just snarky hosts.
Just a snarky giraffe.
Oh my God. Is that? Yes, it's Dante's entrance music.
Oh God.
Glass shattering. That's right. Survivors of Hyrule. So we teased at this a few episodes ago and we forgot to talk about it. But this is like, it's a community event that was put on that is supposed to kind of get its feel from WWE. Dante, tell us more about this Survivors of Hyrule that you brought here.
The way it's set up, there are four teams of four. I'm wrong. There were eight teams of four. Not four. We're at four teams of four now. But we were at eight teams of four. So what happened was, I believe the admin set four captains of each team. So the captains then had to go out and recruit people to be on their teams. And then, you know, it's kind of like if League had team captains and basically said, now you guys have to pick from the community people you want to play. But it's structured kind of like Survivor Series from WWE, from what I understand. I'm not really sure how, like, I'm not a big wrestling follower, so I don't know, you know, I know the popular memes and stuff, but I don't know exactly how Survivor Series works for WWE, but I'm assuming it's very close to this. So there's a ton of modes in this, and I'm just going to kind of rattle these off, and it's going to be very quick, but a lot. So the modes are 80 keys, casual boots, cross keys, Enemizer with Chaos Ball Shuffle, Open Hard MC Shuffle, Inverted Keys with Starting Activated Flute, or in Flute Keys, whatever people like to call it, Open, which is just a normal Open 7-7, Retrance, which is an entrance mode, Swordless, but this is the German variant of Swordless, where there are two bows in the pool, but a guaranteed Silver's upgrade on the Moldworm 2 chest. So if you haven't found a bow, the silver is not really going to be any value to you until you go find a bow, just for the record. And those are the modes. So what happens is each team, when they're paired, have to blindly strike a mode from the list. So for instance, the Magnet Hands, I'm on his team. He's one of the captains. The first two rounds that we've been in, we have stricken open, as an open can never come up. And we don't have to worry about playing open. So the other team could strike the exact same mode, I think. And we just won't know it, but they, you know, both times we've done it, no, they haven't stricken the same mode. So then what happens is all the games are random modes, as in it's randomized at a certain time of day. We see it on a spreadsheet. Okay, this is the mode. Who do we want to send to play? We're not picking our opponent, but basically we're saying this person needs to go play this mode. And then after both players are submitted, or the one player from each team is submitted, then it's known the two pairs and like the two opponents, and then they can schedule. So you're blind picking, basically. The loser is eliminated. They can no longer play in that round. Should the team advance still, they're like revived for the next round. And then the winner is the survivor. They get to continue on. So it can go up to seven games, I believe, is what it is. It's kind of an interesting take. It's, you know, like eventually it could get to the point where like three people are eliminated on one team and then like no one's eliminated on the other one. And then one person may run the train across everybody. That's a big, a big task, but it could happen. But in the first four games, each player has to play at least one. So you can't just like double up if people survive. You have to have like, you know, everybody play at least one. And then eventually, whenever a team is completely out of players, that's when the round is over for them and they are eliminated and the other team will advance. But it's a three round bracket. Each round has 5 weeks. So we're ahead of schedule from what I understand. Round one is completely done. And there's four teams remaining currently. That's kind of underway. Some of the round two matches have already happened, but restreams are happening on ZSR. Also, we've got a Discord link that, unless it gets deleted, should be, if you guys want to hit the Discord just to see what some of the chatter is, that'll be available. It's in the outline here for Temp to post. And there's also a standings link. So that also has, like, you guys can look at that and see when the modes come up if you want to. For certain matchups, and then you can find out who ends up playing it and who survived and who got eliminated.
Yeah. So I will definitely have links to all of those in the description, like Dante said. I'm just looking at some of the names now. Team No Hyrule, Team WTS How to Last Location 101, Team Degeneration X. Love that. that's you? That's your team,
that's,
Dante?
That's what, well, that's what Magnan Hand's team is. So yeah. I have renamed myself to China from Degeneration X from way back. I am the muscle mommy coming through. he's and Magnet named himself Shawn Michaels. So like we're and even Zelga on that team has a Triple H profile photo for that Discord. So we're living the dream as Degeneration X and Wall Kicks is like, I don't know anything about wrestling. He's just here, but he's doing great.
I remember when you shared this with us initially, there was somebody that had they had a picture of one wrestler, but their name was a different wrestler. And I was honestly unsure if that was a joke or if they just got confused with that.
So. Oh no, that's me. My name, I've got the Barb emote, from where it's Stone Cold Steve Austin with a link hat. Like that is my profile photo on that Discord, but I've changed the nickname to China.
But then you're China, of course. Right. Okay.
So there you go.
That makes sense. Cool. Well, I love the idea.
I was just going to say, I'm really enjoying Homemade Beer's team name.
Yeah, read that one out for us.
Beer, cheese, double dip, dodge, dive, horse, and dodge.
So how did the horse get in there?
I don't know.
Probably Mr. Ed, because I think Mr. Ed was on the team. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's hilarious. And so I guess this, was it just like eight friends who... Because you said that there were team captains that went out and recruited people.
Yeah.
Was it just like eight people that decided to do this? Or like who started all this?
The admins are Megawatt, Moogle Charm, and P-Train, from what I gathered on the Discord.
Okay.
And then I think they're the ones who kind of do the random draw of the mode. It's kind of explained in the document that, of course, I didn't read. I'm just here playing. but the team captains, if I'm remembering this right, there's Team Jesse initially. It was Team Illis, Magnet Hands, Homemade Beer, Humbug, Scottish Brave, Flip Heel, and Ravis. So those were the captains. They all had to recruit people. And that's where we're at. So this is just a quick way of the standings. Like right now, Magnet's team is playing Jesse's team. So it is, what is it, Degeneration X, if I can actually slide this over, versus Team No Hyrule. And we've only had one game so far. And Wall Kicks was able to beat GFE and Itemizer. So GFE's eliminated. Wall Kicks could play a game five, you know, should we get to that point. And or probably when we get to that point. And then on the other side, Humbug and Ravis's team are against each other, which is the four Boomer Rangers versus Team Stolfo Squad. And currently... they're sitting at Ravis, Magno, and 2C Plus have all been eliminated with just Gamachu left. That's a scary name to have left if you're on the other team. But Humbug, Error, Structural Mike, and Telethar are the other team. Telethar has been eliminated in that one. So Humbug, Airy, and Structural Mike are the ones remaining. And either Gamachu has to beat all three of them or one of them beats Gamachu and they advance to finals. It should be kind of interesting to watch, but not sure what modes they've drawn. Actually, I'm probably sure we could see that. So right now, Itemizer is the next mode, and it'll be Structural Mike versus Gamachu whenever that comes up. But I'll be playing against Dapper Wormman whenever we can get scheduled. It'll be inverted flute keys. I'm really good at inverted keys, let me tell you. Kazden and Magnet Hands are going to be playing the Open Heart MC Shuffle. And Zelga and Jesse Radical Sniper 99 are going to be playing Retrants. And then beyond that, we don't know anything. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm
super fun.
I'm kind of curious if they were ever discussed a winner stays on kind of format.
Yeah, I initially read it as that when mm-hmm. I saw it. It was like winner has to stay. But I think in the interest of trying to make it more casual where someone didn't feel like they had to keep scheduling, which I think mm-hmm. is a very good take.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think it makes sense the way they did it. It just, you know, when I was talking or when you were talking about that round two matchup where only Gamachu was left, I was like, oh, that would have been interesting if someone was like just, you know, clean sweeping a whole team. And now,
well, I mean, I think
it could happen in reverse.
Right. I think the Mike and Ravis match happened later or earlier. I'm not sure. But mm-hmm. Gamma beat Telethar. So,
yeah,
basically, if Gamma beats the other three, he did in some way, maybe not consecutively, but he's going to run the train on the whole team. Mm-hmm. So
it works for a comeback, but it doesn't work for like someone who starts out and then, you know, mm-hmm. gets to finish off the whole team. But it totally makes sense. And you know, as you said,
in 5 weeks is pretty lenient. You know, I think at most I've had to play one seed a week, if that. Mm-hmm. So, we'll, you know, you get the first four hopefully done pretty quickly since it's different people. And then after that, it's like you've got 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, I guess, of trying to figure out who's going to do the last few games should you need them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So forgive me if I'm reading this wrong, but this seems like it's wrapping up pretty soon. How long is it supposed to go?
It could wrap up soon. I think it's scheduled to go into May because they were doing 5 weeks, but the round one was not a full 5 weeks and they just let round two go ahead and start. It's kind of like there's a 5 week deadline on the rounds. However, they're letting them go ahead of schedule just to let people play.
Gotcha.
This will be running alongside like main tournament for a while, I do think.
Cool.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, we'll have links in the description. And thanks for sharing, Dante. That's super fun. I mean, anytime someone finds another way to play the game in a group, I'm impressed by that. And this seems like a lot of fun. Kind of reminds me, maybe it's just because of the way that the spreadsheet is set up, but it sort of reminds me of when, I think it was season two of the league, when they did the fantasy players. And I had a fantasy league of 16 people. And just would, you know, calculate all the stats on an Excel sheet. And it was, you know, not something for everyone, just for like this small group of us, but just like a really fun way to engage that doesn't involve, you know, playing, racing each other every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Cool. Very cool. Let's see. What do we have next? So a couple quick things to mention. Dante, not to exhaust you and make you take everything here, but this is a pretty quick one, and you had specifically kind of brought it to us, so
yeah, sure.
Tell us what you've got here.
So SMZ3 Rando, or Super Metroid Zelda 3 Links of the Past crossover randomizer, has legalized the use of quick swap, or enabled it, I guess, where you can choose to use it in racing now. So if that's been a hurdle for you as far as like wanting to participate beyond casual non-race ROM, you know, ventures, and you want to give racing a shot, I think this is a good time to do it, because now, you know, the only difference is there's one bow and the silver's upgrade. And then I think you're also going to get like the bomb capacity upgrade still and the arrow capacity potentially. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of options now, which is really good. And they're doing with the weeklies, they're doing a good job of mixing those up. There's some co-op modes. There's also like 5-5 for GT, like it's defeat Ganon, but it's 5-5 instead of 7-7. And then it's like three of the four bosses for Super Metroid. And then also now, if you haven't been following that, like for a while now, the bosses, but like the prizes for the dungeons can be randomized across both games. So you could get like the Kraid boss kill, we'll say, for Super Metroid in Tower of Hera, or you could get your red 5-6 crystal by beating Ridley or something along those lines. So they've changed. There's a whole lot that's been changed up, and it's really good. The fact that they, you know, I think they polled the community, and I mean, I filled out the form. I basically said I haven't been playing a whole lot of it. A lot of my detachment from Super Metroid, like, or SMZ3, one is time. Two was when quick swap got allowed in ALTTPR. I have a really hard time of going between the two. Like, I'll try to quick swap and it messes me up, or I'll try to think ahead with quick swap, or either I'll start forgetting about it. Like if I play SMZ3 and, you know, it was, for me personally, it was a detractor from participating much. But now that it's there, I am going to make an actual effort to participate when I can make the time, and the mode's not like hard mode. I'm still not comfortable with hard mode and, like, you know, hell runs and Super Metroid, but yeah, if there's like ways to participate in this now, I want to support it. And I think other people should too, especially if you filled the form out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is one of those things where, I mean, I have played a couple of SMZ3 seeds in the past, you know, like 5 or 6 years, however long. This is one of those things, I guess I kind of forgot that there's just no quick swap, you know, for the ALTTPR side of things.
Right.
And it's even more frustrating because, you know, the quick swap is in Super Metroid. So, and obviously we have it in, you know, ALTTPR. So it's like, you know, you're telling us this, and I'm like, okay, I'm glad that it's that way because I had forgot that it wasn't that way, and this is the mm-hmm. way it always should have been. So really cool to hear that that's going to be the norm on yeah. that side of things.
Yeah, I think the argument's kind of been like, you know, quick swapping an ALTTPR and or Link to the Past side is not like vanilla intended behavior, and I get that. That I mean, that's a valid argument.
Right.
I just think the quality of life. The game's already pretty long. So I think anything to maybe cut down seconds is in minutes maybe is a good thing, just because, you know, if a seed was, sometimes these seeds are what, 2.5-3 hours, depending on how crazy they might be. You know, if you're good, they're not 3 hours, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about these kinds of changes where it's like, if you were like 1000% lawful good and you cared about like the integrity of speed running, then you probably wouldn't want quick swap to be an option, because we should be restricting things to the way the game was supposed to be. We've talked about this before, but if you play the game one or even two times, it's not even describable how vastly better it is to have these little quality of life updates.
Yeah.
Like, I get the whole, like, yes, we need to be, you know, like this, you don't want to change the game completely because you want it to still feel like ALTTP, you know, at the end of the day. But yeah, with things like this, it just makes perfect sense for it to be added. Yes. Okay. I know it's not in the original, but like, just try it for yourself and you will agree. No one has disagreed. Let me put it this way. Very few people have disagreed with the inclusion of something like quick swap in ALTTPR. Yeah. And the reasons are very obvious when you start playing the game.
Yeah. There's been several people who've basically, I won't name them, but they've put in a Discord when this was like being discussed, and it was like, I used to hate quick swap and then I tried it and I was like,
right.
Okay. Now I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It fits.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's there now. You know, at least I want to say that, like, they posted on the SMZ3 Discord, they posted the results, like a summarization of like all of the, what do you call it? The forum people filled out, and it was very heavily in favor from what I gather. So, kudos to them for, you know, listening to the community. I know they don't really have like a racing council. Like, even though the council wasn't the one who really said, hey, we're going to start quick swapping things, it was just Ladder mm-hmm. and League starting it up, and then it kind of caught on. So, yeah, kudos sure. to them.
Yeah. Awesome. Progress.
You love to see it.
So last thing we'll touch on here real quick is we do have a winner for our 2023 German tournament. Congratulations to Schulzer for Woo! Taking down Tedo in GGs. Finals. Both of them went into finals undefeated. So it really, you know, from an outsider's perspective, seemed like it could have gone either way. Mm-hmm. But Schulzer ended up taking it 2-0 against Tedo. So congrats to Schulzer. And yeah, I know we said this last time, but just really impressed with how efficient this tournament was. They
were fast.
And they started right at the beginning of the year, and, you know, almost 3 months to the day, they've got it wrapped up. Every time I check the challenge, a lot of progress had been made. Mm-hmm. So very, very impressive to see from those guys. And congratulations again to everyone who participated. Not much more to say about that, honestly. I'll try to track down the finals and put links in the description for anyone who does want to check that out. But yeah, that's all I have there. So then I guess GMP community updates. All right, so biweekly seed. Last time we said we're gonna do Shadow Rush, which was the, you know, Dark World centered kind of mini mode created by Structural Mike, who we just had on for a spoiler log mm-hmm. that Danny just chatted with. And Dante, I understand you did get a chance to play this.
I did, in the 11th hour.
Barely, yeah. But you did.
I literally streamed this an hour before we recorded. Like I finished an hour before recorded. Because I didn't want to get fired. Like, cause that's what I said that was going to happen. Right. It was good. Like I made a few very dumb mistakes and I think it was just kind of me rushing to play and not really being in the rando mindset. But other than that, I think it was good. The mode's fun. It really works the old noggin. A little bit of spoilers. Like I ended up pulling Pedestal as a bunny. I've never done that. And I was like, I have the opportunity. I'm going to do it. So we did it. It wasn't something I absolutely needed. Logically, I needed it, but it wasn't something I had to have to beat the game.
Like a lamp or something?
No, it was it was a TR small key.
Okay,
gotcha. Also, my go mode item was the ice rod, and that turned out. I mean, I guess spoilers, but that turned out to be on the Bombos tablet. So. And I guess spoilers, I guess, but Temp generated it with the spoiler log on. So you could look at it if you wanted to.
Oopsie daisy. Oopsies.
Overall, the mode was fun. I had a good time. We had, from what I saw in the Discord, it looked like about, I think it was
seven. I just looked a second ago.
Okay. So it was seven now. It's very vast in the amount of like the times, I think too, like they're all over the place. It's beatable only too, which is kind of odd, but it has to be because of no Moon Pearl being in there. But overall, I think it's fun. I don't know if I'd want to competitively race the mode, but I think it'll fit in really good if they put it in for Avian Art next year. Like if they do that again or later this year, we'll say. So if they do Avian Art again, I would not be surprised to see this. I joked on stream, like, I guess we found a new league variant for Inverted. But like I said, I'm not really sure if I'm sold on like playing this in a quote unquote competitive setting or whatever. Plus, if I put this in there and I convince everybody, then I'm going to have like people yelling in the Discord apparently and stuff. So anyway, I'm not ready to deal with that battle. It's not league time yet.
Why is your time on the BWS leaderboard the only one with a fancy zero digit before the 1 hour?
Oh, because I put a zero in there and because I was like, oh, instead of putting, I'm bad at reading instructions, Herf.
It's all so good.
It says to do HMM:SS, like hour, and I put 01 thinking I needed the each digit, like 222. So that's
I mean, it still accepted it and parsed it perfectly. So
yeah, it worked perfectly. Props to
McMonkey. Yeah.
Yeah. So my time looks really long if you're looking at it like sticking out a hole.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird. I was like, oh, what's up with the anti stuff?
But until it's in the great spot. Yeah.
Yeah. I submitted my RTA for it because I did do one save scum, which I felt would have been like not genuine to use the in-game time after that. And I wasn't like, I didn't want to like be like, well, let me go calculate how much time it was with the save scum. So I was like, just put the RTA. It's not that big of a deal.
Look at you. Wow. You're on the straight and narrow as well. It's not just me.
It's an async, man. Like it's all for fun. It's fun if you win. It's fun if you don't win. Like you just played the seed and you can talk to some people about it and potentially compare notes and learn from it.
And not only is it an async, but we've always said, maybe it's been a little while since we've said this. So just to reiterate, the Go Mode podcast biweekly seed is meant to be like the lowest stress place where you can submit an async seed and compare it to other people. Meaning if you want to be on a voice call with somebody, sure, go ahead. I don't care. If you do save scum a little bit, okay, fine. You're going to have a lower time. And then if anyone asks you about it, hopefully you'll tell them about it. And if not, who cares? Like it's not the kind of thing I think that should be used for seeding for tournaments or like an aggregate for how good you are, because I don't think that a lot of thought should be put into, how you place on this or where it's just kind of a general low stakes way to see how your time might stack up against other people's. And we just all have to trust that nobody's lying or fabricating their results or anything. And if they are, literally, who cares? So that's our philosophy on the BWS. Like, don't overthink it. If you want to play it, play it. If you want to log your time, you don't even have to do that if you don't want to, but it's there and available for you for those reasons. So cool. And then, so that leaves us with another BWS that we need to select. I will start off the discussion by saying I was definitely, my interest was piqued, Dante, when you were talking earlier about this German variant of Swordless. So just to reiterate, it's Swordless, but there's two bows and you are guaranteed silvers on the Moldorum 2 chest. I've never heard of that before, and I think it sounds kind of neat. What would you guys think about trying to get one of those going?
Sure. I mean, do you remember when like the German community did like the mini Swordless tournament not too terribly long ago? I think we touched on it. Okay. I think we touched on it in one episode of the podcast. They that's where this kind of spawned from. They were doing that there. I think it was around the time League was starting. But anyway, I'm all for it. I don't know if I'll have time to play it, but if that's what you want to do, then I'm not going to stand in the way.
I almost certainly won't be able to, because like I said, I have some asyncs to do this week and then I'm traveling for work next week. You know, I just think I like to try to make this something new and different. And like I said, I just never had heard of that mode, or I guess I didn't realize what the difference was. You know, if we did cover it before, I guess I missed that detail, right. But yeah, let's do that.
Unless Herf says no, that's what we're doing. And I will.
I'm good.
What?
Is it
Da? Said, I'm good.
Okay. Is it a Da from Herf?
See, si. Si, si, senor.
Oh man, my head hurts. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap it up. All right, gomodepodcast@gmail.com is where you can email us.
It's so boring that you get it right every time.
I know. I'm just trying to float through it because you know I don't want to run the joke too hard into the ground. I know I'm thinking about you every single time.
I know it's good. That's all I wanted from this. That's all I wanted. It's the Pavlov's dog or whatever.
You've been acknowledged. All is right. So you can email us there. We're also on YouTube, Twitch. Of course, anywhere podcasts are downloaded, you can find us. Also Spotify. All that good stuff. You know, we're around. You can Google us. We have a Patreon as well. Huge thank you to anyone who supports the show and helps us keep the lights on, do a little bit of reimbursing for our editing efforts. I could forgot the word efforts for a second, and help us with the hosting. So we really appreciate those of you who choose to contribute. And let's do shout outs. I'll just go ahead and start and say, guys, I finally did it. I installed Chained Echoes.
Nice. Very playing
it.
Yeah. And I feel like I thought it, while I was playing it, I was like, could we do 60 minutes on just Chained Echoes instead of ALTTPR one of these days? Because I know we've all played it. It's a fairly indie game. We need to like try to recruit other people to play it, I think. Maybe we'll do that in the future as like a bonus episode or something. I don't know. But I feel like I could do that. I'm not probably going to, because y'all have both already shouted it out. Like its virtues have been extolled here.
What you should do, Temp, is use my Chained Echoes MSU pack on your qualifier. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I absolutely will. I probably won't do that because honestly, I like to, if I'm playing a game, I like to encounter all the music organically and then okay. I'll go like find the soundtrack and listen to it. But fair. No, I thought I remembered that you made an MSU and I can't wait to use that MSU because the soundtrack is incredible. I'm really looking forward to that.
It is really good.
Yeah. So anyway, that my shout out, like I said, I want to talk about it, but I won't. I'll stop myself. But my shout out is definitely Chained Echoes. It's like $25 on Steam. If you like Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy VI, Secret of Mana,
we got time. Check it out. How far are you? I'm curious.
I just made it to the Temple of Purple Flame, I think it's called.
Okay.
So still fairly early on. I was trying to get up a mountain and I got denied access. There's some fake passes and whatnot. So I'm around that area.
All right.
That.
Yeah,
that's right. I got my ass handed to me by some vegetables.
Okay. Yeah, you're very early.
That's a good experience to have in that part of the game.
I guess. Let me just ask you, should I keep grinding that or should I come back later?
I'll just tell you what I did. I tried a couple times and I eventually got it. So that's what I did. But I'm not sure if it's like super necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had an unfortunate situation. I lost some save time. I had to like replay like 30 minutes of the game, which sucked, but that's my fault. Anyway, what were you going to say, Dante?
I was just going to say, I think I want to know if and when you cave in and change your difficulty.
Okay.
So
to make it easier?
Easier, yeah. So from what I gather, Herf did not, right?
I don't think I did, no, but I was very tempted a lot of the time.
So because of the nature of the way I was playing the game, so on my Steam Deck mostly, and I was walking on a treadmill at the gym, I like within the first 20 hours, not 20 hours, that's about the whole game. In the first like 8 hours, I was like, all right, I'm kind of at the point where I'm getting frustrated. So like while trying to walk on a treadmill. So it was like, I went ahead and turned it down and it still was not super easy. It wasn't hard, but it was not super easy anymore or still. So I'm curious if you encounter that at all.
Yeah, that's it's really interesting to hear you say that, because as I was playing it the first like couple hours, I was like, this game's maybe a little too easy. But I also had the feeling of like, okay, they're clearly like working me into this thing. I know the difficulty is going to ramp up. So I was honestly kind of relieved when I got to that like vegetable fight and I got beat. I was like, okay, so this game, it knows how to kick my ass. It's just choosing not to do it yet.
It's just waiting a little bit.
Yeah, it's just waiting to lull me into a false sense of security. So, and then I nearly had another TPK in that like purple flame temple with some of the ghosts, but I did manage to dig my way out of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is. It's definitely, the difficulty has ramped up significantly in like hour four or wherever I am. So yeah, I'll check back in with you on that. Let you know how I fare.
Cool.
But yeah, Chained Echoes, y'all check it out. Who wants to go next?
I'll do it.
Sure.
All right. So I got a couple quick things. First off, I am part of Speed Gaming's No Kid Hungry Marathon, or marathon benefiting No Kid Hungry. My run is going to be April 28th. I'll be doing Step Maniacs again, just doing a little mini showcase there. Just try to, you know, generate some dollars for the kids, and should be a good time. We did this last year, and I'll just have to come up with some new songs that have been released, some bangers that aren't going to get copyright flagged or anything. And then we can try and have some fun with it. I think that's kind of going to be the goal. Speaking of Step Maniacs too, I have been grinding a song, and I told you guys about this, so I'm telling everybody now. I didn't put it on spoiler log because I don't want people to have to listen to me more than they have to, but now you got to suffer through it. But there's a really hard song. Like I'm down to like the last 10 songs at this point in Step Maniacs until they add new songs in, which is like monthly, but they're usually on the easier side. I was grinding one of the harder ones and I played it. I finally got it. Critical hit. We got the APC, but it was funny because I exported the XML file to see how many attempts that like I had selected the song. Like, and that doesn't count like fully played through, but like how many times I pressed the button to select it and then the chart started. Mm-hmm. And it was 958.
Oh my God.
Yep. So, that's a lot of times.
Wow. 958 attempts. We finally got it. So there you go. I'm a little burned out from that. Like I still am playing the game, but as far as grinding again, it's like, all right, I need a little bit of a break from the grinding side, like the hardcore grinding side, and then we'll get back to it with trying to get something else.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. We'll put that video in the description as well. It's extremely hype. And that song, like it's no joke. I don't know very much about dance games, but like I know enough about rhythms to know that those are some extremely sophisticated advanced rhythms you're tapping out with your feet.
It almost took me 2 years, I'll say, like, because the song's been out for just like right at 2 years. There's one section, and Tim, you'll appreciate this, maybe Herf does too, but there's one section that has purple notes, which would be like 12ths or 24ths in the way it's structured for the game, so triplets or sixlets,
like, yeah.
And what ended up happening was I noticed a green note and I'm like, why is that there? And why am I always mistiming it? And I realized it was what we call in the rhythm game community, like a flange, where it's like a flail across like the flam. Two. A flam. Uh-huh. That's it. Yeah. Not a flam. That I'm can't talk.
Yeah. But that's a drumming term. That's
okay. It's like that's where it came from.
Then. One hand is an accent. The other hand is a tap, and the tap plays just a tiny bit before the accent. So you get like a brap.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's a flam. And it's a 64th note. So it was like a, you know, like you just described. And once I realized that, I was like, I can actually do the ending now. And that was when I felt like, okay, it's a matter of getting a clean run. And then it was just grinding it until I got a clean run.
Yeah. and you popped off, and it was a well-deserved pop-off.
I was so happy after grinding it like multiple weeks, and you know, one session was over 3 hours straight, and people are like, how are you playing a 25 for 3 hours? And I'm like, I don't know, because I want it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. Yeah, it was so good to see that video. And I actually saw on Twitter first that you had beat that. You were like, I'm so happy to finally announce that I have. And I was like, I went back into the Discord and I was like, dude, is this that song you were talking about?
Yeah. Yeah,
it definitely was. Yeah. Incredible. Good stuff. Herf, what do you have for us this week?
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about video games once again, since that's what I always I'm do. Ready. It feels Let's like. Go. It's not something super specific. I just for a little bit of context, I recently cleaned out a lot of my subscription services. I quit like Netflix and I canceled a bunch of Twitch subs. Sorry, buddies, but, you know, just 5 or 10 or 15 bucks every month to go towards nothingness,
basically. Speed gaming dollars, man.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta save some money. But since, I'm saving wherever I can, I decided I'm ready for another subscription service, especially with my new PC. So I decided to sign up for the PC Game Pass, and it's just, you know, for everyone who has like a modernish PC, it's really almost a no-brainer in my opinion, because for 10 bucks a month they have so many games and so many like day one releases, the game releases, and it's like immediately on Game Pass.
Oh, wow.
They definitely lose like $1 million on this a year, and I don't know how long it's sustainable, but for as long as it's still there, I'm gonna use it. And it's I've finished a couple of games already. I've played through Halo Infinite, not because I care about Halo, but just because it was there.
It was free and
it's available. Just there, yeah, and I can run it, and I was curious about it, and it was a fun little story. It's a good little open world Halo game. It's kind of fun.
It's cool.
I played through Atomic Heart, which was not that great.
Really?
Yeah.
They really hyped that one up. Yeah.
They did.
The visuals were really unique. But
it looked cool, but it was very clunky and the story made no sense. And it was definitely very like, no offense to foreign developers, but especially the English translation was very like Russian English translation. There was like an excessive amount of cursing from the main character for no reason. Mm. And his favorite phrase was crispy critters, which means nothing to me, but it's like an exclamation from him where it's like, oh, crispy critters, where it's like, you know, oh, what the fuck? And I'm like, who says that? And what is this? You know, so it all felt like a little bit, I don't know, there's this kind of derogatory but endearing term in the gaming community of Slav Jank. I don't know if you've ever heard about that, but there's, especially in like the early 2000s, there's a lot of Eastern European games that sometimes are really fun and good, but they're all like very identifiable because they're all like this kind of Slav Jank sort of genre. I see.
I'm understanding the origins of the word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this feels very much like a game in that like vein. It's good. It looks great. It plays okay. But it's just, it just, I don't know. It doesn't really know what it wants to be. But to get to the actual point, I've tried a lot of stuff and I've played a lot of stuff. And I've tried to get into Monster Hunter for like 100 years and a million times and never could. And it looks like it finally clicked now that I've started again or tried again with Monster Hunter Rise, the newest one.
Yeah.
And I selected a weapon that I like, I guess, or at least that kind of doesn't make me feel like I'm just hitting nothing and dying in 10 seconds. And it's a good time so far. I'm refusing to do anything multiplayer, as always, so I'm putting myself at a disadvantage pretty much all the time.
Oh, jeez.
But it's a good time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool. That's my shout-out.
Game Pass and also a lot of the games you've been able to play as a result. Sweet, good stuff. All right. Well, I think we can go ahead and wrap this one up. Thank you all so much for listening. Good luck with your qualifiers. If you're still working on those, best of luck to everyone there. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Time to mirror out.